Now, BBC Learning English.
Thank you.
现在人们呢已经纷纷来到了 Down Place 这个地方，而这座维多利亚歌德风格的建筑就是人所共知的布雷电影厂，也就是著名的英国海默电影公司50年来制作了多部经典恐怖电影的地方。今天在这里呢正在举行一个特殊的庆祝仪式，就是庆祝海默电影公司呢第一部获得票房成功的影片，叫做《神秘怪师 The Curse of Frankenstein》，推出整50周年的纪念日。影片讲的呢就是科学怪人弗兰克斯坦用死人的不同部位拼凑制作出的这个活僵尸怪物的故事。 John Ascombe 现在就在布雷电影厂为我们做现场报道。 John 说呢，现场的气氛是非常的令人毛骨悚然， spine chilling。 我们也会听到一个词组，就是对外开放日 open day， 还有粉丝 fans， 狂热的爱好者 fanatics， 还有连环画市场 comic marts。
Welcome to a special celebration of classic British horror films. It's 50 years since the legendary Hammer Film Studios produced their most spine-chilling feature film, The Curse of Frankenstein. It was made not in Transylvania, or indeed Universal Studios in America, but at a studio near the River Thames, Bray Studios.Itself a mysterious and intriguing location. And that's where we are right now, at a special and particularly horrific open day at the home of Hammer Films, Bray Studios. Fans of the films are just arriving now as we speak, and we've been talking to some of them. Why are they fans of old horror films?
Andrew Jupp. I think a Hammer fan is somebody who actually enjoys the films for what they were and probably what they are. But I think there's a distinction between a fan and a fanatic. A fanatic would be able to quote you chapter and verse on films, and I think that's a little bit too far for someone like myself, who just enjoys the films, enjoys how they were made, when they were made, and are in fact a great British tradition.
Simon. I've been a Hammer fan since I was about 10. I'm now 50-ish.
Is there a look, a Hammer look, that appeals to people? A particular way they film things, particular sets and scenes that are familiar, that's appealing?
There is definitely a look. As you say, if you see certain films, you can see that the sets were, when they finished one film, they redressed the set for the next film.And if you look very carefully, you can see, you know, this doorway was used in one film and then again somewhere else. So there definitely is a Hammer look to it.
Evie. Val.
Now, you're two women here amongst a sea of men. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it just appeals to guys more. I think they go to events like this more. We've...often visit other events, don't we, in comic marts, and it's mostly guys. But I think, yeah, the girls should get out there more, and I think they'd enjoy it.
John 现在呢正在从摄影棚走到电影预演厅 ,a film preview theater, 很多电影爱好者啊都在抢着把他们的一些恐怖电影剧照的照片拿出来请影星签名留念 ,autographed. John 他会说呢，你简直可以用一把切肉刀或者一把尖木桩来切割这里的气氛了。You can cut the atmosphere with a meat cleaver or a steak. 就是说这个气氛是非常的凝重和严肃，简直就像是固体状态一样。不过我想呢 ,John 也是有点想诚心吓唬我们。切肉刀 ,meat cleavers, 还有尖木桩 stakes 都是英国恐怖电影里面经常可以看得到的可怕凶器。
Well, as the fans gather here, you could cut the atmosphere with a meat cleaver or even a steak. The tension is high, everyone very eager to see inside these legendary film studios, which are in fact an ancient and mysterious stately home.Well, I've come in now from outside the studios to a little preview theatre where lots of people are mixing and buying things really nostalgic memories of Hammer Films, photographs, memorabilia, merchandise. And I'm speaking to someone now who is selling some photographs from some of the classic Hammer horror films. What's your name, sir?
My name's Mark Honeyball.
Why are you selling old photographs, stills from Hammer horror films?
I think people remember them fondly, and I think people like to see the stars, I think, and then to have something personalised from them, an autograph or even a photo, is something to take home and to cherish.
So what have we got here? What would these sort of sell for? Some big colour and black and white prints?
The photographs are being signed for £15 each. There are photographs from a number of the horror movies. It's something nice to keep, something nice to show, something nice to have on your wall, something nice to keep for prosperity as well.
Mark Honeyball 正在那里出售他自己收集的一些恐怖图片。John 然后又碰到了 Valerie Leon, 就是主演《木乃伊墓之血》（Blood from the Mummy's Tomb） 的女主角。他说他的这部电影呢，就好像是被什么刻了似的 ，It was jinxed。然后他又说到这部电影是如何成为了一部被人推崇甚至迷信了的影片 ，a cult movie。还说到英国人呢是很喜欢怀旧的 ，nostalgia。
Hi, my name is Valerie Leon. I had a dual starring role in the Hammer horror Blood from the Mummy's Tomb, which was an extremely jinxed movie because I started filming with Peter Cushing playing my father, and unfortunately after the first day's filming he had to leave the picture because his wife got terribly, terribly ill. And then a week before we were due to finish filming, Seth Holt was a wonderful director. He directed Bette Davis in The Nanny. He got hiccups for a week and then he suddenly dropped dead. So it was a very jinxed movie. And it was a great experience. I mean, it was I played a young girl, having been reincarnated from a dead Queen Tiera. And her evil, on my 21st birthday, and I was given a ring by my father, her evil takes me over completely, and I become really bad and go around tearing people's throats out and things like that. It's extraordinary because at the time, I'm not sure how successful it was, it's become an amazing cult, and I get letters from all over the world. People know it and want to talk about it, but I've been very lucky and thrilled to be remembered after so long.
And what do you think of an event such as today? A lot of people very excited by the nostalgia of it all. What's that all about, do you think?
There is nostalgia. There is a great deal of nostalgia for the past. And, I think it's wonderful. We're here at Bray Studios. It's brilliant sunshine. Everyone's milling around. The garden's beautiful. We're by the river. But it's where so many of the Hammer pictures were filmed. And obviously everyone wants to see where they were filmed. And as I say, there is nostalgia for this place. Thank you very much.
Valerie Leon 这位海默恐怖电影当中的一位女演员和 John 做了一番请谈，听起来她的星途真是非同一般。Down Place 这个布莱电影厂的位置呢，是在一个非常田园牧歌的环境当中的。It's in an idyllic setting, 一片美丽的土地 ,beautiful grounds, 围绕了这座歌德式的建筑 ,the Gothic Mansion, 就坐落在多个摄影棚和化妆室之间。这座建筑呢，有两个巨大的壁窗 ,two large bay windows, 大家在多部海默公司的影片当中呢，也会看到这两道窗。今天的天气也不错，太阳高照，而这里的这些电影爱好者呢，也可以好好回顾一下海默的辉煌时期，现场感觉确实很好。John 也走到了摄影棚外，大家听到他的声音呢，就能猜得到他现在的心情是非常的兴奋的。
Well, I'm just stepping outside the area where all the fans have been chatting to the stars of Hammer past, and I'm standing looking at the back of the Bray Film Studio set. It's a large Gothic mansion.Used in so many of the Hammer horror films over these past 50 and more years. And for me, as a Hammer horror fan, it really brings back some amazing memories. Two large bay windows, which feature in many Hammer horror films, I'm now looking at in real life. And for somebody like myself who just loves nostalgia, looking back, as so many of these Hammer horror film fans do...It's a real pleasure, I have to say, and it's very exciting to be here.
人们都喜欢为海默电影出力，而这里也是有着非常丰富的文化遗产 A rich heritage。 很多以前的员工呢，都说在这家公司工作就像是给一个大家庭工作一样。 It was like working for a big family。 回说往事，人们都心潮澎湃，都说这里是一个极为特别的地方 A very special place。 在这里每一个人都开心相处，亲密无间。而最重要的是，这里的气氛是非常友爱的 It was friendly。 Bob Jordan 曾在这里担任摄影师 Camera Operator， 一共拍摄过25部海默的恐怖影片。他非常热爱这个公司和他的这份工作。
Bob Jordan, I was in the film industry. I retired 10 years ago, but I was in the film industry in 1957.
And you worked on 25 Hammer films.
About 24, 25.
What about the atmosphere here at Bray Studios? Tell us something about that. It's quite a special place.
It was, because everybody knew it. We were all here for a reason. No one was employed here that didn't get it. It was almost like a family. It really was.
风姿绰约的 Karen Gardner 也深有同感，她也是海默电影公司的一位女演员。她身着一条艳丽的粉色长裙，完全像是从一部海默恐怖片中走出来的一样。她说她最喜欢的就是电影厂里面那种一家人的感觉 A sense of family。 她说就像工作在一家歌舞团里一样 A repertory company。 化妆室是那么的舒适 cozy， 整个都是一段美好快乐的经历 It was a hoot。
It was rather like a repertory because they used all the same actors and a lot of the same actresses. So you went from one film to the other, which is like being in a theatre group, really. And it was cosy. The dressing rooms were chintzy cushions and sofas and curtains. And it wasn't like the cold big studios of today. And it was just a lovely atmosphere. And it was all a hoot. It wasn't like a studio at all. And it was lovely. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
从70年代起呢，海默公司的恐怖电影就已经开始销声匿迹了。虽然也曾经有报道说他们还会重新开始拍摄制作新的作品，不过到现在呢，我们还没有看到新影片问世。撰写海默公司电影史的作家 Jonathan Rigby 写了一部叫做《英国歌德》的书，他给我们解释说呢，最近海默公司已经被正式接管下来 ，a takeover， 所以海默的未来可能会开始有所看好。
Well, there have been many news reports.Over the last 20 years of the hammer has risen from the grave variety, and they have all turned out to be false alarms. But the latest takeover of hammer is probably the most encouraging. From what I've heard, the people who've taken them over have a great deal of money, which is always good, and also, which is even better, have a serious interest in actually making films rather than just exploiting the back catalogue. But whether a new film with hammer in the credits would be a hammer, it wouldn't be what all these fans think of as hammer.
正如 Jonathan 所说，不管未来海默公司出品什么样的恐怖片，应该都不会太类似他们以前的经典作品 The Classics。 人们的口味已经改变了， Tastes have changed。 不过即使一些海默影片爱好者不喜欢他们的新作品，其实也没有关系，因为海默公司毕竟还有50年的多部经典恐怖片留给大家欣赏和缅怀呢。 So enjoy。
And that's the end of today's programs from BBC Learning English. Join us again next time.